is playing.
Fizzy. It's Fizzy. HBO's Fizzy today, as it is every day. Look at the fire!
There's a dragon on that ring.
Yes, there is.
There was. The Vitruvian Man.
And you look really close, you could see Viserys' face.
You Win or You Die? The name of this episode. And we are in a brand new episode of Game of Bones, commentarying, specialing, talking while the show plays underneath us.
Kit Harington.
Indeed.
We're in the same room. We're all drinking mead together and Dornish wine, hanging out today.
I'm drinking milk.
She is. Milk and a muffin.
Of the poppy.
She's straight up milk of the poppy. Way to mix it up. Selena's that person at our gatherings.
I'm that mellow.
Everyone's like, what are you guys? We're drinking some wine. It's great. Selena, what you sipping on?
Milk of the poppy, man.
Is that a whole glass
so chill.
I see you holding? Usually we just do drops of the tongue, but now we're mixing it up. It's Wednesday. We're crazy today on Game of Bones. Does it sound like we're crazy?
It sounds
might
like
be.
We're crazy.
It could be the epic music behind us and the shot of the wall if you're watching along with us.
Mm. Why wouldn't you be?
Maybe you're driving to work and TV might be dangerous in the traffic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're driving to work and you just heard us say that and you were like, I am driving to work, please text and drive us on Twitter and let us know.
Don't watch. Take your eyes off the screen.
Yeah, tweet us to say, I'm actually driving, and if the tweet doesn't finish, we'll know something happened.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Do you guys think that the whole opening sequence is like from the perspective of the Raven's third eye? Wouldn't that be cool?
If we find out that Bran has been watching this whole thing, I'm dying. That would be so amazing.
Well, think about it. It's like a child's toy.
It's all just, right? you know the series is going to end with Bran waking up in the bed in season one.
Uh-oh.
Being like, I dreamed the whole thing.
The whole
Eric
camp
is going to go nuts in about
the whole camp
seconds.
Is red. That's crazy. Your bannerman, Gregor Clegane. I would love to see the guy that just brought like a blue tent. Like, oh crap.
Shit. It's all I had. My wife died in my fabric.
Terrible judgment.
Oh, look at Jamie.
And Tywin is here.
Yes.
Best introduction to a character.
Attacking him was stupid.
Like, isn't this amazing? And they got like an actual dead, whatever that moose is thing. I killed it for them.
Act like fools.
Yes,
that
she
was
didn't
my
really
job.
Know what it was, but she did kill it.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
is this a yak? They're like, we don't really know either.
Yeah. It's like they want me to work on Game of Thrones. Say, I'll kill anything.
Look, Tywin loves this kid. Seriously, he's like, were you going to say something clever? Go on. Say something clever. Go on.
Please.
You're right.
Say it.
It's actually funny seeing Tywin with Jaime because he treats him so much differently than he does both Cersei and Tyrion, doesn't he?
Right.
He actually, what's this called? Respects him.
Why is he still alive?
He does. Also, the fur here, guys. What do you think the best use would this to be? Clothing material? Would you make it into a bag, a hood,
a
cloak?
No, sleeping. Because it gets cold up there.
Oh.
That's what you want people to think of you.
It's the truth.
When you hear them whispering Kingslayer behind your back, doesn't it bother you?
Yes, it does.
Yes, we know it does, because in a few years he's about to bathe.
Thank God.
Not until then.
Nope.
The lion does
he does
not
look pretty clean
bother
here.
Himself with the opinions of the sheep.
Doesn't he have somebody who can do this for him?
Probably, but
he doesn't want to.
Half of our forces, 30,000 men.
He's really into butcher.
I wonder how much they had to pay him to do this.
And remind her that.
What if he'd been a vegetarian?
Well, SAG is different over there in Europia, so we'll see.
He's a Lannister.
That's true. That's probably a horse.
Might be the lowest of the Lannisters, but he's one of us. And every day that he remains a prisoner, the less our name commands respect.
Pretty much shows him what he thinks about Tyrion.
No, that's not an opinion. It's a fact. If another
I miss seeing Jaime and Tyrion together.
And hold him captive with impunity, we are no longer a house to be feared.
First things first, Tywin. We must be feared. Second off,
your mother's dead.
Help me with this damn animal.
Before long, I'll be dead. And you.
Oh, I don't know about before long.
And your sister and all of her children. All of
He's
us
getting
dead,
up there.
All of us rotting in the ground. It's the family name that lives on. It's all that lives on. Not your personal glory,
this
not
is
your honor, but family.
Family is all that lives on.
Do you understand?
He's like speaking of the Lannister gospel here.
Mm. He's a family man.
He is.
With a great
through and through.
Leather vest.
How long did it take to learn how to do that?
I know.
You're blessed with a
Well, they had to do it in one take,
there.
I'm sure. Because they only had one.
He kept stabbing the wrong part.
She's like, we have to go get another one.
All the it was like extras lunch, you know.
I was going to say they ate well that night.
You served as a glorified bodyguard for
now,
two kings.
Going off what Kat says, how many people do you think are camping in the tents next to them?
Yeah.
I will sword you.
They're like, actually, this is where the grips sleep.
The future of our
doubled
family
well.
Will be determined in these next few months. We could establish
this is
a dynasty
lots
that
of foreshadowing
last a
in this scene.
Years.
Oh yeah.
Or we could collapse into nothing as the Targaryens did.
This is the only scene we have between them.
I need you to become the man you
Do you? This is a really
be.
Random question, but do you think that
Not
Jaime would
year,
be loyal to Daenerys?
I think Jaime would be loyal to Jaime and the rest of the Lannisters.
No, but I mean, like, he strikes me as someone who would choose to be loyal to someone he really believed in.
I think it really would depend whether or not if Tywin was alive to give him advice.
Right.
He's still, I'm surprised, I guess, how childish Jaime is in that scene where he's really, like, taking the guidance
Ooh,
and
nice
he takes
shot.
It to heart, you know?
You're in pain.
Here we go.
This is the courtyard.
Locking out his
meet.
Son. Another excellent scene.
Not the weirwood, right?
Not the weirwood.
Nope.
It's time to go home.
Just the like the lobby of a hotel.
I know the truth Jon Arryn died for.
Do you, Lord Stark?
I would kill to live in like a hotel, like Game of Thrones style.
If you would kill, well, then that might actually be the entrance fee.
Exactly, right? Jim, I was thinking that.
Prove yourself honorable.
My brother's worth 1,000 of your friend.
I
your
love brother. How she doesn't even cover that up. Like, she really does wear it like a badge of honor. Your brother or your lover? Oh, snap.
She's like...
Targaryens were brothers and sisters for 300 years.
She doesn't even deny it. Before. Great.
Jaime and I are more than brother and sister.
I feel like it's so interesting, like, the way that everybody condemns Jaime and Cersei, but... She's or right. Like, the Targaryens
well, it's not
do
exactly
too.
Like any Targaryens are still around to shame.
No, but I don't think anybody condemned the Targaryens. Like, and I know the Targaryens have those fire powers, so they are,
no
like,
more than I love mine.
You know, they are something different,
Thank
but
God.
Still.
Right.
In the rare event that Rob
Danny is a product of incest, not directly,
bed,
but in her line.
Yeah, no, you're right. It definitely is got kind of an ill tinge to it. It may be because the world is a little bit more progressive than it was.
Every girl in the Seven Kingdoms
maybe
dreamed of him, but
the new ways,
item.
Old ways, I'm not sure.
And when I finally saw him on our wedding day in the Sept of Baelor.
That's such a great scene, this one.
Lean and fierce and black.
Like she really
was
did.
The happiest moment of my
she was
life.
So. She was like Sansa to Robert Joffrey.
And that night he
yeah, basically what she's saying is Robert was a total stud. Until he got drunk.
Never whispered in my ear, Lyanna.
Oh. Promise me, Ned.
Your sister Rose and I was a living girl, and he loved her more than me.
When the king returns from his hunt, I'll tell him the truth. You must be gone by then. You and your children. I will not have their blood on my hands. Go as far away as you can. With as many men as you can. Because wherever you go... Robert's wrath will follow you.
And what of my wrath, Lord Stark? You should have taken the realm for yourself. Jaime told me about the day King's Landing fell. He was sitting in the Iron Throne and you made
We're
me give it
mesmerized.
Up.
We're all mesmerized.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking is, he didn't tell us about the bombs, though.
No, I'm just thinking how much, you know, life. Did Jaime tell her the whole thing? Like, but did he admit everything to Cersei?
Oh,
because
was.
If he was going to do it to anyone, it would be her.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win.
I
win or you die.
So.
Episode title, drink.
There is no middle ground.
Oh, there we go.
This is like the series tagline. There you go. Right now. Set by Cersei. Foreshadowing.
Clean the water out, Ned.
I was
going to
say
hard.
Stagnant water. Come on.
Yeah. This...
Yeah.
Nudity. Wait. Oh, it's
oh
a
no.
Child.
It's a child.
Yeah, it's a child.
It's so...
The show
like,
is risky.
So many children in this whorehouse. But that makes sense.
I suppose.
Littlefinger is watching the
them.
Children bathe.
He lets them keep the children, though.
Look, it's this scene.
He's such a nice guy. He closed the window so the kids wouldn't hear this.
I love how we had like the exact same reaction.
Right. Oh, it's this one. This one's got a lot of controversy comedy around it.
Do you guys think that the actor that she had to audition for the show with this?
No.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is that what they teach you? I doubt it.
And you.
Now they're getting scolded. That's just an awkward time to get scolded.
Mm. I love this. And wherever you're from.
I wonder. I mean, I know that Baelish is like really, really in love with Catelyn, but I do wonder about him because he's able to like be around all these whores and be so businesslike. You know, he has no interest in these women.
Right. Well, they're his employees. Maybe he really is that. You know, I get you. It's a strange business to be in. I don't really have any perspective, so I can't give any real commentary.
And I doubt that he like does anything with any of his whores. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I'm not sure. He intrigues me, and he creeps me out because of it. You know, it's kind of like Varys. He doesn't have any.
They just paid you
desires.
They know what you are, baby.
Great advice that he's giving them. Basically, what he's saying is, you've been paid, so you need to now convince these people that you're having a good time in order for them to have a good time, which creates a repeat customer.
Right. Yeah, and that's the rule of theme parks, too.
Right, exactly. Like, you don't mind walking or the line, guys. You don't. There's fans.
This is ridiculous. Everywhere. Like, this is actual porn. Like,
yeah, no, this
it
scene,
is.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that you would see the equivalent of this on, like, Cinemax late at night.
Right.
He wants to believe you.
Like, this is ridiculous.
He's enjoyed his cock since he was old enough to play with it. Why shouldn't you? He knows he's better than other men.
He knows he's better than other men.
So, when people talk about gratuitous sex on the show,
they talk about this scene.
I was just going to say that.
I see what the purpose of this is, what they're trying. They're just trying to give us more of an insight into the kind of person that Baelish is before he makes the decisions that he does make.
And they're trying to get people to talk about them on the internet.
Yeah, it's all fodder. You know, it's kind of annoying that has to be done, but you know, the world's the world.
Yeah.
I think it's perspective on the world, though, also. You look at the scene how it opened with Baelish overlooking a bunch of young kids playing out in a courtyard type area.
Right.
And then it shoots up to being this whorehouse inside, and it just they're painting the picture of what King's Landing is like.
Tell me anything,
right, which
all.
Is basically just a crazy city, something like old Roman or old Greek
exactly.
capitals. Yeah, a lot like that.
Who is he talking about here?
I'm pretty sure he's talking about Catelyn.
Catelyn,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, it's just because she said she must be very beautiful, and he was like, "No, impeccable bloodline." But I'm like, Catelyn is very beautiful,
right? But what he's saying is like from traditional standards. But in the end, he's saying that she's not like hot, but she's still good looking.
And he's saving himself for her. Like, how inappropriate is that? She invited him over, and he said, "Nope, I'm saving myself for another." And it's Catelyn. Like, she's married, dude. Give it up.
He's telling his whole story, though.
She's still married to him.
Right here.
Oh, no. He got himself.
Who was it that injured him, though? Wasn't Ned? Wasn't it his brother?
Yes, it was his brother, yeah.
I love how we're like speaking louder and louder
They're jumping each other right now.
It's like, who can be louder, Baelish or this woman?
Yeah. Well, the question is the whore faking it? That's what we're going to have to know. I mean, she was definitely faking it for the acting, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But in the show, was she or was she just trying to get the job?
That duel.
I learned
that I'll never win. Not that way.
Oh, man.
Roz is definitely she's way more interested in what he has to say, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to fight them.
I wish she had more scenes.
That's what I know. That's what I am. And only by admitting what we are can we get what we want.
Only by admitting what we are can we get what we want. Interesting.
Oh, everything, the episode. My dear. Everything there is.
He wants it all.
He wants to be the queen.
Now wash yourselves.
But it just shows that he's a tactical player in this game. He's not a brute force type player. He's going to win with his mind, not with his muscle.
He can't fight him. He can fuck him.
Yes. Pretty much.
What is she doing gathering hay?
It's a scarecrow from Bat. Oh.
No.
Very
Don't
different
let know
woman.
What you're scared of.
Dr. Crane. That's what Milk of the Poppy does.
There's marble hornets in there. Be careful.
Be careful.
Plug.
They are marble.
You're a very lucky girl. Do you know that?
Oh, Theon, we all know that you're cool here in Winterfell.
It's like, Ross has left. What am I going to do? Yeah. Oh, there's a woman.
Where I come from, if someone like you attacked a little lord, at low tide we'd lay you on your back on the beach.
We get it.
I like that he knows so much culture, even though he was so young when he was taken.
You'd see death creeping towards you a few inches.
He's got a lot of time to learn.
Yeah.
There's no, like, PlayStation 1 to Where's keep people busy from? In Winterfell.
Under the sea...
They're far away.
You've never heard of the Iron Islands?
Trust me. You've never heard where I'm from, neither.
Trust me, my lord.
There it is again, my lord.
You're not living in the
lord. It's like scrounding for control.
Civilized lands.
See, it is a lot like Viserys, you know? He's desperate for respect.
I don't see it.
Exactly.
Why?
Why?
Why not?
What do you mean, why? My father is Balon Greyjoy, Lord of the Iron Islands.
What's that got to do with you?
Yeah.
Lord, how can you be Lord too?
Mm-hmm.
I will be Lord after my father.
So you're not Lord now?
No, you...
She's so much smarter than she leads on.
Exactly. This is when
you
realize,
how you Southerners do things.
I'm not a Southerner.
I really enjoy it. I'm glad that they use her more in the show than they did in the book.
That makes you a Southerner to me.
Definitely. Her character's good. And I like how much shit she's giving Theon right now. But you can tell that Neon likes it, though. Look, he's like, this is fun. Someone's speaking back to me.
Keep in mind, he just lost Roz in the last episode. So he might be looking for, you know, a new friend.
Yes.
He likes Osha and Asha. Or Yara, I'm sorry.
He only likes Yara for a second.
Theon Greyjoy.
Busted.
Cockblock, Maester.
Cockblock with the Maester.
Are the two mutually exclusive in your experience?
He's like, damn it.
I love Maester Luwin.
Oh, she looks up at him like, She would have killed Theon, I think, mid coitus.
Chances are,
she would have, like, snapped his neck or something when he wasn't, like.
I'm used to men could chew that boy up. And pit their teeth with his bones.
There you go.
The giants.
Why did you come here?
Didn't mean to come here. Meant to get much further south than this. As far south as south goes. Before the long night comes.
And it's going to be scary and cold.
The long nights. That's interesting, because they're like equating night with winter, you know?
Yeah, right. But they don't refer to it as winter, right? They refer to it as the long night.
Vampires!
Dude, shadow cats still sound crazy, though.
Yeah.
The things you speak
Yeah, like, we think direwolves are badass. Like, you want a shadow cat on your side.
Yeah, shadow cats, I'm not trying to mess with.
It's raining shadow cats and direwolves.
They wasn't gone. They was sleeping.
They was sleeping no more.
You sleep to gather your energy.
Great mechanic in the show, though, to cut right from this foreboding conversation.
I miss girls.
On the wall.
I miss girls.
Just looking at them.
So, he's such a voyeur. Ladies listening to the show right now, wondering if this is what boys talk about when you're not there, the answer is yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank
I miss
God.
Hearing
Don't
girls
you
giggle.
Miss girls. Don't you?
Riders.
Riders in the north.
I think I just found the key to the series. I think this is like The Last Crusade, where there's an invisible platform right in front of them. And then it leads to the Grail.
Two for wildlings. Three. There's no rider.
And we don't know what three is for.
There's no rider. It's so creepy.
Yeah, that is...
The horse is like, let me in, motherfuckers!
Everything they do with the wall is just foreboding. Like, they don't even need anything else. Like, the way they've set it up, it's just creepy.
Just show the wall. Very modern elevator, though. Good glass work.
You're right. Oh, no, there's no glass. Yeah.
Oh, well...
How are they supposed to stay warm in there?
Good glass work.
I bet in the off-season they paint it TARDIS blue.
No. Actually, they might. Maybe they share a studio.
That's my Uncle Benjen's horse.
How can he tell from 15 feet away that that's his Uncle Benjen's horse?
What do you guys think, Zach and Eric? Benjen dead?
Esmeralda?
No, he can't be dead. I mean, I'm just what I know about stories. I mean, I'm probably totally wrong, but they mention him so often. There's got to be some kind of resolution.
Normally, I would say, let me see the body. In this series, I would say, let me see either the body or the animated corpse.
Right. Even if it's something like that, he's still not dead. Yeah. Ish.
Gone.
Maybe. Maybe there'll be romance with the whites.
Oh, look, Joffrey's like really sad.
It is his dad. I mean, as far as he thinks.
But still, I mean,
do you think he knows? Because I get the feeling.
No, he doesn't know.
I get the feeling immediately after like the next episode, Joffrey will be like, "So what?" You know.
Yeah,
well, that's just
because
he's a heartless bastard. But I mean, I think especially in this scene, he's a young kid and his dad's laying down with a stag wound in his belly. He's pretty upset.
Selmy took some action.
Go on. It's funny that Renly is the one that comes running, though, because I thought Renly just left them. Did he run off because he was upset?
Oh, in the woods, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I doubt he went very far. He probably just hunted his own area for a second.
Yeah.
This is just changes everything for Ned. He's like, crap.
Too much wine. He can't break the news on Robert's deathbed.
At least not with those two lurkers right there.
Yeah, they are lurking.
They're the ones.
What the hell have you done to yourself, Robert?
It doesn't look that bad.
I've seen worse.
Just a flesh wound.
Don't think I can't smell it.
Stinks like
it's
death.
So gross, like whenever they bring up smells, because we forget, you know, we watch shows, luckily they don't actually smell.
Game of Thrones, the first ever Scratch and Sniff podcast.
I wish. Oh, wow.
That's going to be next after 3D TVs, you know this.
I know, but I don't want it. I don't know. And I want
everyone. You tell me you don't want to smell a little dusty when Yoda is fighting Count Dooku in that desert cave?
Believe it's the lot of you.
Right?
Or like Candy and Willy Wonka. Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say the only movie I'd want to watch would be Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
She actually, I didn't know if she was showing concern before because she actually is concerned for Ned, but then it changes to concern about Ned telling Robert the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't help to think the best about these characters. I mean, at the end of the day, Robert being out of the way is very convenient, but he's still someone they've all known for years, and this sucks for him, and so they feel bad. They're, at the end of the day, they are humans. They're just assholes. Heartless, ruthless.
I know his grace has pissed away his grace for the last 14 years or whatever, but this is really a fall from grace for him, where he was the warrior. You know, he was the warrior who won the crown and the right to sit in it, and he's just been wasting away, and now he lost against an animal. It's just like, this sucks.
Yeah, you're right. Regent and protector of Robert is a great character.
To rule in my stead. Until my son,
it is.
No, but you're right, though. I mean, that's the thing is that Robert is such a, you know, he rose to power. He had that moment, and then the end credits rolled, except they didn't, and he now had to deal with the fallout, and it just didn't go well. Yep, not that it matters.
Oh, he just, yeah.
Wouldn't
she's very good at tearing things up.
Wouldn't you want somebody else in there to witness this, though?
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about the whole time. But remember, in the book, it's a little different because Ned was originally going to take the note before they had crowned Joffrey into the small council. And Littlefinger was basically like, hey, let's go do this first real quick.
Mm.
And then that's when everything was torn up.
I did this right, this one thing. You'll rule now. You'll hate it worse than I did. You'll do it well.
I think my favorite part about this entire death with Robert is that he never got to see the mistrust and the bad shit that happened after he died. That when he died, he did think that Ned was going to rule and make everything better.
Oh, you're right. Like, he thought the world was going to be a better place after he left.
Yeah.
No one to tell me no but you. Only you.
They love each other.
Let her live.
I know.
Stop it if it's not too late.
Shippers, keep an eye out. I don't know if there are any shippers.
Help me, Ned.
Promise me.
Make him better than me.
Please promise me this. Could you say promise?
I'll do everything I can.
Promise me, Ned.
Memory.
He does, though, doesn't he? I mean,
he does.
He sets Gendry free.
King Robert Baratheon, murdered by a pig.
It's true, though. It's a tragedy of him.
And let me die.
These guys.
I feel like George R. R. Martin has really taken to heart the saying, you know, life starts with a bang and ends with a whimper.
With the milk of the puppy.
It's true. Especially in Viserys' case, slightly golden whimper, but...
Hold the tears of Lys.
He was ready for the wine.
Look at Varys in the background.
Step aside, but perfect.
I failed him.
Aw, Varyson.
No man could have protected him from himself.
That's two kings in a row, Varys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you're really
well
shooting.
Done, dude.
We need to reference Danny back to this episode, I think.
His squire.
Like, could you watch this with us before you make any further decisions today?
Such a dutiful boy to make sure his
what
grace did not
is
lack
this
refreshment.
Television?
The poor
yeah. Anyway.
Blame himself.
Where are my dragons?
Also, where are my dragons?
Oh,
oh, look at the little eggs.
The squire was a Lannister.
His grace has had a change of heart concerning Daenerys Targaryen.
I think Barristan suspects something's
whatever
up as well.
Whatever arrangements you made.
He lies.
Yes, he does.
Isn't this amazing? Ned never lies.
No, he didn't. He didn't lie. Ned, or Robert actually said that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. All right, yeah,
then,
he
never
did.
Mind.
The girl is likely dead already. Damn it.
If he would have lied, she would have been killed. Because he has very bad luck about things he lies about. And this is just a normal, you know, post-marital bliss conversation. Just hanging out.
She's like, not even sad.
Why is there a baby crying?
It's Rego. Time travel. He's alive. So, I mean, I kind of brought this up in the last commentary, but do you think that at this point Dany thinks that she is the dragon or that her son is the dragon?
Yeah, I think it's the son.
Yeah, I think she's like thinking it must be my son, and then when he dies, she realizes the truth.
Yeah. She's definitely excited by the fact that she can't be burnt, though.
Mm-hmm.
She only kind of realized that before she was pregnant in the the first episode, and then more recently she's been playing with fire and it hasn't hurt her, so I assume she thinks it's the kid.
That's true.
She was in that bath and her hand servant was like, Khaleesi, it's way too hot. Or not Khaleesi.
Please don't do that.
Yeah. She was like, it's fine.
She's like, what a strange title. People have been calling me Khaleesi my entire life. It's like a nickname.
Look
Do you
at
feel
the
like
parrots.
The transitions work much better in these earlier episodes? Because I feel like they talk about one thing. For example, Varys speaking of
Dany,
and then they go to Dany and the attempt on her life, which is about to happen.
I know, but he was Didn't Brian Cardinal
really
say that they changed things up? I mean, in terms of what goes into each episode, too. So now I think they have a lot more.
The world is much more expansive, obviously.
Yeah. And it's a lot more fractured. I mean, nobody has anything to do with each other anymore.
Yeah, see, earlier on, because the first book was adapted so tightly to the show, I feel like there was, like, this seemed more seamless because it was from a Dany scene to a Dany scene, you know? But in the future, our Dany scenes are so detached from everything, it could be a totally easy thing just to move her scene into a new episode, you know?
Well, for example, in Brian's episode, you went from Shireen talking to Davos about the Targaryens, and then it was a cut scene to Dany.
Right.
The Andal.
Uh-oh.
The spider sends his greetings and his
congratulations. What's the kid? What's the kid's name in Jungle Book? Is it Mowgli?
Yeah.
Or is that the bear?
Like, no, that's him.
Yes, Blue. Mowgli.
Catch a scroll, man.
So he's a spy.
I feel like this was a lot more of a mystery in the book, wasn't it?
I don't think it was revealed in book one.
Well, it was. They did talk about Jorah, I feel like, in book one. I think I just missed it because I wasn't looking for it, you know?
Yeah. I can't remember. Tsurushi pear brandy sounds great.
Pear brandy, yeah.
Yeah.
How could he spot her as the Khaleesi?
Genovia.
It's teamwork. I'm sure that little spider dude.
Well, so the spider dude delivered the orders to Jorah to kill her. This guy was like somebody else.
She looks so pretty, though.
No, the Mowgli, which you so aptly named him, he just told Jorah, hey, look, you're off duty.
I'd still like to taste that wine.
That Dornish swill. That's true. I mean, it could have all been over for her right here. Literally right here. If it weren't for him.
He sees it. Nectar of the
gods. But this is his moment. He decides, hey, I'm going to save her life. I'm not going to just let her the honor is all mine. Die from drinking wine.
You know there are many in your home. It's like Robert. Pray for your return, princess. I hope to repay your kindness someday. Ricardo, paso he has hogare. He makes his choice.
Something wrong? I
have a suggestion. It's a crossroads, you guys. Drink.
Well, great. There's but not a, wine. There's going to be a barrel of wine right here.
I hope you're not playing drinking game with wine this time.
No, not this time. I just water.
Yeah.
You know, those look very dusty. I don't know if he's been using them. Paul.
It would be a crime to drink a wine this rich without at least giving it time to breathe.
Do as he says.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she's worried. It's got a little tap. Look at that.
Dude, barrels. We need to go back to barrels, I'm telling you. It's basically, that's the old equivalent of Francia.
Isn't it awesome? Tasted, my lord. Reminds me of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Tell me that mm-hmm. is not the finest wine that has ever touched your tongue.
Touch your tongue to it. Do it. Look at his eyes.
How are you? He has lovely eyes. Not worthy of the vintage.
Besides, it is a poor wine merchant who would drink up his own wares.
You will drink.
Drink, 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 drink.
Do it. Do it.
He says, I'm out of here. What's it? Wait for it. Wait for it.
He should have just shit himself. He could have gotten that real quick. Excuse me for a moment.
There you go.
It's so rough, though. You know what? I always feel like, oh, that guy's so hot, though. Look at him, though. Where is he?
There he is.
Where are you?
Be looking for
it. Oh, there he is. I see him. The hot Dothraki.
Studley McJames. There's outlaws.
Poachers. There was no transition there whatsoever.
Killers, nope.
That's true.
Oh, there was. They just captured that guy, and these guys are like, no, you're right. There was no transition.
I feel like if I was a man of the Night's Watch, or at least getting anointed like these guys are about to be, I'd be like, can we get by a show of hands, just go ahead and point out the rapers ahead of time? Great. Okay, good. Got it. All right, that's all I wanted.
It's kind of important to know.
It does not matter. All that. Like Westerosian registered sex offenders list.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah, like, pretty much.
Find them all in one place throughout the wall.
We are all one house.
They never act that douchey, though. Like, I don't know. It's always been strange to me because, I mean, except for when they do and kill people that they shouldn't.
Well, right. But, I mean, even then, that only just happens. So, for a while, the people that were watching the television show only, I mean, these people. Are some of them are true ass bags. I mean, a poacher. I mean, what the hell? He was hunting on the wrong property. But a raper.
Are you saying that you feel more like that in the show, Selena? Because in the book, there's definitely a lot of ass hats.
Yeah, no. I mean, in the show.
Is that a woman?
But also because no, it's a man. It's a man.
I saw that too.
She snuck her way in. She's like, day 65. No one has noticed that.
That's actually Axel Baratheon. He got caught. He still has the long hair from the band. Of the Night's Watch. I love this set, though. Beautiful set.
Oh, yeah.
For a king or a lord.
I know that George R. Martin doesn't approve of fan fiction, but I really... Oh, my God, look at that hair. I really want a fan fiction of, like, a girl sneaking her way into the Night's Watch. A woman's love.
That might be it right there in the red hair.
I know.
And all the people. Check it for a soul. Hurry.
You've all learnt the words.
Maybe the transition was from one Mormont to the other.
Interesting.
Now we're inventing reasons for that transition. Yeah.
I do love him as Lord Commander. Death. I love this entire portrayal, and it filled the role for me when I read the book. Nicely played.
You can take your vows here tonight. Sunset.
It's the same in the book. I was like, they haven't vowed yet. The old gods.
Yeah, it's like, well, can I just bust out real quickly?
Yeah,
I haven't really made my vow yet.
Yes, my lord.
You find a werewood a mile north of the wall. And your old gods, too, maybe.
Oh, protect him!
Might I go as well?
Does Al Starley keep the old gods?
No, my lord. I was named in
don't
the
leave
the
him
seven,
Frodo Baggins
as my father was and his father before him.
John's and like you embarrassing the shit
him
out of me
of your and I don't mean house. To
the night's watch is my
this
house
is the furthest away from to. Home I've ever been
my prayers.
I take one
perhaps
step
the old God's will.
This will be the furthest away from home that I've ever been.
I think that's the first thing Sam has done that Eliza Thorne actually respects.
Yeah, turning his back on his gods.
Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of guy he is. The sorting, right here.
Go to the builders. Yeah, I know, it's so is.
Didn't you hear? They just said there's one house.
And John was like, I thought I was going to be a Gryffindor, and here I am in Hufflepuff. What's happening?
John is about to be a
yep.
John got a secretarial job. You're going to be a secretary.
Look at him. He's like,
might as well put your hair up, John.
If I'm sorted into Hufflepuff, I'm going straight home. I'll tell my father about this.
I'm so mad.
You think he called everybody's name there? I don't know about that.
Builders!
Rangers.
What's this? A ranger caught off his guard?
Oh my god, this is too much.
Look at the church pews.
Yeah, I saw them. They look very modern. Oh, the dragon enters.
Oh.
Well, you will assist me in the rookery and library.
I love this guy.
That's got to be the man from the Halloween tree, except in real life. For those of you listening that know that reference, I'm sure you agree with me.
Gosh, was it Nightmare Before Christmas?
You to Eastwatch.
No, the Halloween tree. The old Halloween movie. Oh. It's amazing. Make you have to just look it up. Trust me, it's worth it.
John Snow, Lord Commander Mormont has requested you for his personal steward.
Will I serve the Lord Commander's meals and fetch hot water for his bath?
Certainly.
Now that is such bullshit. You don't talk back to this guy. You know what I mean? Look at him. You gotta have respect for the elderly.
Change of sheets daily is a little excessive, wouldn't you say? He's kind of like a neat freak.
You take me for a servant.
Old bear, neat freak. But perhaps that's why people want to kill him eventually. He demands that his sheets be changed every day.
As you wish.
It's insufferable.
John?
Sam's like, well, he couldn't really see me chase after him.
I see a turnip. Or potatoes.
Mandrakes.
Stewards are nothing but maids.
All men's are equal.
I'm a better swordsman and rider than any of you. It's not fair.
Fair? I was singing for a high lord at Acorn Hall when he put his hand on my leg and he wanted to see my cock. I pushed him away and he said he'd have my hands cut off for stealing their silver. So now I'm here, at the end of the world, with no one to sing for but old men and little shits like you. I'll never see my family again. I'll never be inside a woman again. So tell me about Faye.
You can just go to, like, Moletown.
Yeah, really, Moletown.
Yeah, come on.
Lord tried to grab my cock.
That's such a sad story.
Can you sing me a song, Pip? I'd like to hear a song.
Sing for him, Pip. He's like, fuck you, Sam. That was such a sad story.
The old man is the Lord Commander.
Oh, such a dick
watch.
There.
Oh, God, you admit
yes,
it.
You'll clean his clothes, but you'll also take his letters.
Now, here's some wisdom from Tarly.
Him in battle. You'll know everything, be part of everything. And he asked for you himself.
Tali, I forbid you to die.
It's so true. He's so wise, Sam, you know?
Sam wise. It's true. Sam is wise.
Sam See well, the bigger Sam picture,
Which one is it?
Samwell, I think, in the story.
Samwell. He's just well. He's not wise yet. He hasn't evolved yet.
I always
That's
wanted to be a wizard.
That's his next evolution.
What?
Yeah. Level up.
Oh, I'm
Come on, Magikarp.
Yeah, I feel like that's what he is. Yeah. Splash!
Do splash, please.
Magikarp,
God,
splash
I can't wait till level 25.
Lord Stark. A moment.
Oh my god, spoiler alert, becomes a dragon.
Let's be honest here. Gyarados could destroy any Pokemon.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I was looking.
There's no question.
I was looking up the current Pokemon, Zach, and there are like 47 legendary creatures now, and none of them are Gyarados.
Man, I hate to be old school, but what should I do? With old school for the win.
See, strike. How does he know this though? Did Robert tell Renly the truth? Joffrey away
from his mother. I don't think so.
No.
I think Renly's just a smart guy, and he's been doing his own shit for a long time.
I still maintain that Renly is the best suited for this crown.
Oh, absolutely.
Team Renly all the way.
What about Stannis?
Saving the Seven Kingdoms from Cersei and delivering them to Stannis.
He's right, though.
Odd notions about protecting the realm. Stannis is your older brother. This isn't about the bloody line of succession. That didn't matter when you rebelled against the Mad King. It shouldn't matter now.
Yeah, he's right. God, listen to Renly, dude.
It's like
it's best for the people we
Stannis
rule.
Is the older brother. The kingdom was in turmoil then, but it's not in turmoil now, not yet.
But see, this actually ends up being why Ned tells him no. Is because he doesn't want to do it the full honor way. You know, he wants to skip Stannis, which is not cool. Otherwise, I think the other half of his argument is quite sound. You know, to prep against Cersei
twice.
Yeah, this
he
line right here.
Greyjoy fleet.
Yes, he's a good soldier. Everyone knows that. So was Robert.
Yeah.
No, Ned agrees with Renly, I believe.
Soldiers make good kings.
Yeah.
But Ned is just like, dude, I've known Stannis. We fought in the same war. There's no way in hell I'm going to give you this kingship above him. He's your older brother. Shedding blood
in his he's also just like so honorable, like honorable to a fault, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a problem.
Right. No, I mean, I think that Renly was the smarter decision, absolutely, but Ned stuck to his guns. I don't think this should be chalked up as one of his dumbest mistakes, but it makes sense.
You will sail to Dragonstone tonight. You will place this in the hand of Stannis.
Like, there's a lot of questionable things he's done, but, like, the pitch Renly just gave him wasn't exactly attractive. He was like, you know Stannis sucks. I'm cool.
Yeah.
He needed someone else to tell him that.
Yeah.
Not the guy.
Ooh.
Now that's Stannis a cool himself. Seal.
Yes, my lord.
Look at that.
Now leave us.
I like your wife.
My lord, protector. The king has no true-born sons. Joffrey and Tommen.
Oh, snap.
That Tommen, though.
Oh, snap.
He just gives his trump card away to anybody. His brother. It's ridiculous.
Lord Stannis.
He's so bad at playing this game.
So it would seem.
Honestly, in retrospect, like, I love Ned, but it's no wonder he died.
He is the rightful heir. Nothing can change.
Well, he just talked about not dishonoring Robert's last hours. Ned, you need to put the honor thing away
and
do what's best for you for once.
And it's so frustrating to watch because we love him so much, and he's like the most
honorable
guy.
Yes.
But it's like all he has left is his honor, and it's his fatal flaw in the end.
And take it. Make peace with the Lannisters. Release the imp. Wedge your daughter to Joffrey.
Release the imp.
We've plenty of time to get rid of
Stannis. Sorry.
Joffrey seems likely to cause problems when he comes into his throne. We simply reveal his little secret and seat Lord Renly there instead.
We.
You'll need someone to share these burdens, I assure you.
Baelish doesn't like Stannis either.
My price would be modest.
No, nobody likes Stannis.
Yeah, it's kind of a trend.
Yeah.
Only if we lose.
Stannis sucks is trending on the Westerosian Only Twitter right now.
Exactly. The Raven.
What do you guys think Stannis is up to right now?
We only make peace. That's why it's called making peace.
Brooding.
now. He's tweeting. He's just like, mad at my wife.
Lost another 3 followers today. FML. Gonna go see what Melisandre is up to. Wisdom, clearly.
This is such a back and forth, and it's painting so much of the future. Because basically, what Baelish is doing right now is sealing Ned's decision, which was to be so confident in these guys trusting him. But unfortunately, he didn't do it soon enough.
The city watches 2,000 strong,
and it's going to backfire on him.
Oh, he's
he should have just made Baelish believe that he would be on his side enough.
It has to be done. But it's not honorable, so the words stick in your throat.
When the queen proclaims one king and the hand proclaims another, whose peace do the gold cloaks protect?
But he's so right. Like, that's the tragedy of it all, you know?
The problem is Baelish wants Ned out of the way so that he can have Catelyn. This is the best chance he's going to get.
See, I don't necessarily know that Baelish wants to get rid of Ned.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah,
no, not while he can still use him.
That's what I meant when I was saying earlier.
The dog is so excited.
Like if Ned would have made it a little more clear that he was going to be on his side, which, is, again, is stupid because Baelish is kind of a prick and Ned knows that. He's not going to give him that satisfaction.
Yeah.
Then Baelish wouldn't have turned on him.
Did you guys notice how happy the direwolf was? It was like, I'm free! It's like the what is that wolf cartoon Balto or something like that?
Yeah,
what the? I don't know.
Those are such creepy trees.
Oh man,
it's like it's frozen in a scream.
My God, they're really in Winterfell right now. Watch begins. On set.
Yeah, are they?
No, I'm just making that up.
That is creepy. This is like some Planet of the Apes bleeding stone shit.
Stigmata.
Yeah.
And win no glory. I shall live and die at my post. I am
and then, like, a bird or a bat flies out of the mouth.
I am the watcher.
Oh, wow, that'd be foreboding.
I am the shield that guards from the realm of men. I pledge my life and honor.
How many times did they have to take this?
For this night and all the nights to come.
One is all you need.
Yennefer's boys, rise now as men of the Night's Watch.
There you go.
Yeah.
Samwell has evolved.
Sam's like, Sam can't really. Get up.
Come on, get up, get up.
A little embarrassing. Yeah. Sam, if you've ever needed to stand up, ever in your life.
Aww.
We're brothers.
Well done, well done. Everybody on set's like shaking hands.
Oh, look, hands. Oh, shake this one. No.
What's he got there?
To me, ghost.
It's Benjen's.
Bit of a treat.
It has a name on it. God. It says Jamie Lannister.
Okay, it's a hand from the future.
Oh God!
If I ever get killed, my hands are going in the middle finger. That's gonna be if they ever find my severed hand, it's gonna be flipping the bird.
That's awesome. I think mine's gonna be doing like the hang ten, like surfer thing. Like,
see, but now I feel really bad for this guy because I know he was really evil, but like it's so sad.
His poison was the first; he won't be the last.
Aww.
I thought he'd leave me alone.
No, he was. I mean, he was trying to get some money.
Yeah, but like this is just if you ride sad the for him. Shy,
his assassins will as high. Fall. If you sailed the Basilisk
Isles, his Basilisk.
Basilisk Isles.
Abandon the hunt.
It's a dangerous mythological creature. I don't know if I'm
hungry. Your son will have to kill you.
Have they?
I smell blood.
Has Skagos or Skagos ever been mentioned on the show?
No, maybe not.
Have you either, Gaddis?
Not that I remember.
Because that's supposed to be the island where all the evil spirits supposedly live, right?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to heading over there.
Yeah, right?
Like, we really need this item that's hidden at a giant monument in the middle of this island, so.
He is always there. Shirtless.
Oh, shit. I'd be trembling, too.
Oh my god.
Because those packs?
But it's just kill him quickly. This is so sorrowful. Moon of my life.
I need to make sure you're okay.
Aww, it's so cute though. Dora's jealous.
Yeah, he is.
Like, man.
He's like, man, I still can't get the girl.
Oh, that's like so awesome.
Here, man, take a horse.
Mm. Yeah, like, so since what if he takes someone else's horse? He's basically saying, hey, take this horse, any horse you'd like. And he's hoping that he doesn't take his own horse.
Yeah. How badass would that be? Sir Drogo, sir, I was kind of thinking I could have your horse.
Was that a little bit of a bro hug, too, that he gave him?
Yeah, a little bit of a...
Yeah, I think it was tiny bit. They don't quite have a handshake, but they're working on it.
This is what...
And here's the epic scene.
Yeah, yes. And you're all like, Drogo is so awesome. Oh, wait.
I will give him seven kingdoms. So far, we're like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Go for it.
I will take her west to where the world ends. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Good so far.
Wooden horses across the water.
Black salt water. Uh-huh. Gross.
And no one has ever done it.
And free health benefits. And mathematics. And affordable health care. And... he's gonna kill Iron Man.
Their houses. He's gonna kill Iron Man. Tear down his houses. He's gonna kill all the soldiers.
There we go.
The biggest yell comes went from too rape far. Their woman.
I'm gonna be unfaithful to my wife with my penis.
This is kind of like going on Tumblr. Like, it's all fun and games until they just take it a bit too far.
Right.
Until Drogo rapes, their women. That's bad.
Personally,
what is he, the son of Bambi? I missed that.
Barbar.
Barbar?
Babar?
Oh, I used to love that cartoon. Danny's still excited, though. She's like,
screw
that
woman. She wants to get on right now.
Yeah, she does. Give me another one.
Yes.
The poisoner is just twins. Chilling. This is the scene where Drogo would be on this little mule and be like, bitch, why did you have to ask for my horse? Like, my horse? Really?
Oh, there we go. Man,
it's
nudity
so
for
sad,
everybody.
Though. I feel bad for him.
Is the blood distracting you from the sexiness? Okay.
I don't.
Oh, man.
Dirt and blood.
Lord Stark. King Joffrey and the Queen Regent request your presence in the throne room.
That's the guy who asked him to change BT Dubs.
King Joffrey.
The gods give him rest.
Oh, we missed his death.
He's like, damn it.
Why would you go to the throne room?
I didn't wake up early enough this morning. Dad, you gotta piece the hell out of there, man. As fast as your legs will take you.
Oh, you little
it
shit.
It is cool how the bells are ringing for the Septabeller.
Good.
And these two walk up to him.
Is Lord Renly joining us?
I fear Lord Renly has left the city.
That's your cue, bro.
He
that is your cue.
The old gate an hour before dawn with Sir Loras Tyrell and some 50 retainers. Last
has to be like dawn or sunset, you know. It can never be like middle of the afternoon.
Oh, absolutely not. No. Never.
Ned would like prefer to have a little bit more friends before he enters the throne room. Both of these guys have his blood on their hands. I'm serious. They could have been like, dude, go.
Yeah.
I don't know what Varys really knows, though, at this point.
We stand behind
Let's just
you,
assume,
Lord
though,
Stark.
That he's still very powerful.
He has people behind him, though. Isn't that wonderful?
He says we stand behind you. I mean, so far, all things are
all
good.
All hail his grace,
yep.
Joffrey of Houses Baratheon and Lannister. The first of his
Mostly
name.
Lannister.
King of the Andals and the First Men. Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm.
I love how they're set up. This is like a boss battle in WoW. Like, all the people are there and you just gotta walk up and pull aggro on them. It basically looks just like it.
Barristan!
Especially Cersei.
He's the only one not wearing a helmet, though.
Because he's the only one that gets, you know, an actual
a
casting helmet.
Look at her hair. That's like a helmet all its own.
I wish to be crowned within the fortnight. Today I shall accept oaths of fealty from my loyal counselors.
Sir Barristan.
What shall he do?
I believe no man here could ever question your honor.
That hair, uh-oh, though. That's like Star Wars level hair.
This is a great vote of confidence, though, for Barristan from Ned.
Mm-hmm.
King Robert's seal. Unbroken.
Fancy trick he did with the wax.
Lord Eddard Stark is herein named Protector of the Realm.
to rule as regent.
Cersei's just not impressed.
Until the heir come of age.
Again. I'm still waiting for that, meme, by the way, fandom.
May I see that letter? I wish to rip it up.
Just fix your helmet, bro. Straighten it up a little bit.
You're right, her helmet's a little off-kilter.
Protector of the realm.
Must be so heavy on her head.
Is this meant to be your shield, Lord Stark?
Oh.
A piece of paper.
Those were the king's words.
Yeah.
We have a new king now.
And also, you're fired for saying that.
Yeah.
When we last spoke, you offered me some counsel. Allow me to return the courtesy. Bend the knee, my lord. Bend the knee and swear loyalty to my son.
And he we can't. Shall allow you He's
to
hurt.
Live out your days in the grey waste you call home.
Should have just bent your knee.
Your son has no claim to the throne.
You should not shout that.
You condemn yourself with your own mouth, Lord Stark. Sir Barristan sees this traitor.
Sir Barristan is a good man, a loyal man. Do him no harm.
Showdown.
Again.
He stands alone.
Vote of confidence for Barristan.
The hound just looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Commander! Take the queen and her children into custody.
Uh-oh.
Escort them back to the royal apartments.
This is terrible.
To
watch, no.
Men of the watch!
I want no bloodshed. Tell your men
he thinks he's got
to
it
lay
all.
Down their swords. No one needs to die.
Uh-oh.
No!
No!
No! No one needed to die.
I did warn you not to trust
him. That
little
dick face.
Motherfucker.
Like, you forget how terrible he is until you see this episode and you're like, oh yeah, he sucks.
So Littlefinger is one of those guys that goes back on his words. What do we call them in the New Kingdom? We call them lying son of bitches. That's what
backstabbers.
Oh god, Limp Bizkit made a song about that, or like five songs in the late 90s. They were popular sort of around when this book was out. I'm mad. I hate watching this.
Just wait for a couple more episodes, then you'll really not like it.
I'm just going to drink some water right now. It just pisses me off because Baelish literally in this episode, like you when you watch again and it's so fresh. I mean, up to like 10 minutes ago in the episode before it cut to Danny, he's like, we got this, Ned.
Yeah.
Just do this and we're all good. And Ned's like, fine. I don't know what else to do. My other option is just telling Renly, yeah, you have the crown. Enjoy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, think of the difference if he would have walked in there with Renly and all of Renly's men and Cersei would have ripped up the letter. See, that's a bit treasonous in and of itself.
Yeah,
I believe so.
But power, what is it that Littlefinger said? Power lies where men believe it, resides where men believe it resides. So if she's got people backing her, that was basically what this was. This was, will they back her or will they back Ned? And they backed her, you know? So what she does is right.
Yeah, she paid them more. She promised them more shit. And we get to see a little bit of that in season two.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so Ned's been captured. And at this point forward, I think pretty much synonymously, everyone watching the show was like, all right, Baelish, no more. You know, like no one really likes Littlefinger anymore.
Yeah.
He's a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Unless people are into that kind of thing, you know? Evil guy, little dagger, you know, just a little dagger like him to be carrying around
little
this
bit,
little dagger.
Little
you
finger,
I mean?
Little dagger. Maybe that's his little finger.
Maybe that's his little secret. Who knows? Maybe we'll tell you when we start to talk about our owns, which has to go to Littlefinger for me. I hate to give it to him, that bastard, but he did that. He did that whole thing to Ned and stuff.
I'd give it to Tywin. I think he owned that whole scene that he was in.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great intro for him.
I want to give it to Jorah this week because I think he made the right choice, and that was he was at his own personal crossroads. I'm gonna stop saying that word, I promise. And he chose Khaleesi.
Good for him.
So a good own.
It was one without death and decay. One with life that leads to later more
Yay.
Death and decay in exchange for life.
I'm gonna give my own to Sam for actually talking Jon Snow out of walking.
Yeah.
For now.
So He appealed to his reason, and Jon Snow was about to storm off, and he didn't. And they took the oaths together.
Well done, Sam.
Yeah, well done, Sam.
Well, did your Owens match ours? Are you still listening? If you are, maybe the episode is over for you. Maybe you didn't watch it. Either way, we're all here together making this thing. And we would like to hear the things that you liked inside of this thing as well. Not limited to only what was inside of the show. Perhaps you liked our breakdown of just what's got Danny pissed off, just what's got Drogo pissed off, or whether or not the guy tied up to a wooden post deserves to be killed in such a fashion. Who knows?
Who knows?
That's your cue, Eric. You just destroy it like a horse rider.
And I think that some of those topics could be brought up in an essay form. And if you ever want to have the urge, listeners, to send us an essay, I'm going to do this in reverse order from the norm here. I'm going to go with the long format comments. So if you have an essay to write about all these people, Kay, on this show doing these things and what really got them angry, you can send that to us via email at contact@gameofowns.com.
Can we get that in MLA format as well, please?
Yes, MLA, cite your sources. Please. Yes, bibliography, everything. The whole.
Full, we want it packed.
Full, everything, okay? And a cover page, because otherwise we will give you an F, and you will fail.
This is not for college credit, by the way.
F could also stand for Facebook, which we are on, facebook.com/gameofowns. I notice Mike has been posting there fairly regularly these days.
Just pictures of himself.
Pictures of himself.
Just lots of photos of Micah just posing, different poses he did at the Iron Throne.
So check us out there. And then if you want to send us owns for either this episode or the ones that we're covering in season 3, you can do so on our Twitter.
Twitter.com/gameofowns.
Is it backslash or forward slash? I'm pretty sure it's forward slash.
I don't know. Just Google Game of Owns. There you go. Google at Game of Owns and see. I don't know what comes up. Let us know. Tell us what comes up.
And if you really want to continue to express yourselves, not only about what happened to Ned at the end of this episode, but also just how you feel in general about our commentaries and about the show overall, you can do so by heading over to iTunes and leaving us a rate and review. Nothing less than 5 stars is acceptable in the month of May. And we look forward to your feedback. You know, it's always good, not only for us, which we do share some of your reviews on the show, but for other people who are interested in Game of Thrones and want something cool to listen to on their ride to work or when they're supposed to be working at the office and they just need something to tune out with. We're there for you, you know? So please, 5 stars and something nice.
Yeah, or if you really want to write something funny, I think that would be cool too. You know, I've seen a lot of attempted jokes. Some of them have hit the nerve pretty hard. So all of you would-be comedians, give iTunes a try.
All right.
Also visit hypable.com. That's HYPABLE.com. And check out, you know, your Game of Thrones is, you know, we've only got a few episodes left now. You might be sort of starting to think, what the hell am I going to do with my life for the next 10 months? Well, Hypable will help you fill that dark winter that is coming when the season ends.
Oh no.
Speaking of winter is coming.
The long night. Yes.
You might be listening to us on there. And if you are, press the comment button. Leave us one on either Winter is Coming or Hypable. Guess what? And guess why? Because we check those things and we read them and we take your ideas and considerations into well thought out premises for the show. Also, it's fun to read and your theories are better than a lot of things we've heard. So keep it up.
It's true.
It is true.
It is known.
It is.
It is owned.
Oh.
The end.
I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
That's my name.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Micah.
Yep.
See you Friday.